at 6:06. It is partly cloudy and 71 degrees in Tulsa. On our way to 88 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We begin this morning in Denver, where the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals hands down its ruling on same-sex marriage in Utah. The judges agree with the lower court that the ban in Utah is illegal. Now, that same appeals court is hearing Oklahoma's similar ban. A Tulsa federal judge struck down Oklahoma's law last winter that was approved by voters back in 2004. Troy Stevenson is with Freedom Oklahoma, and he says attitudes have changed over the last decade.
If you look at recent polling, the majority, between 55 and 60% of Americans, believe in the freedom to marry for all. We believe that that's very similar here in Oklahoma. We're doing polling very soon. I don't think public opinion is too far away from the court's opinion on this.
There is no date for a ruling on the Oklahoma ban, but it is expected soon. A lawsuit, meanwhile, is filed challenging the repeal of Common Core in Oklahoma. The suit before the state Supreme Court claims the repeal gives the legislature too much control over the classroom. It was filed by parents and some members of the State Board of Education. A group of Oklahoma death row inmates asking a federal judge to halt their executions, claiming in a lawsuit that the state's death penalty procedure is unconstitutional and that state officials are experimenting with inmates' lives. In a lawsuit filed yesterday, 21 death row inmates asked the judge to disallow any attempts to execute them under the current procedures. Political signs from this week's primary must be taken down within a week. City of Tulsa spokesman Bob Bledsoe says even candidates still alive in the August runoff cannot leave signs up through that election.
If the runoff election were within 45 days of this one, then they could leave them up. But because there's more than 45 days, they have to be taken down until mid-July.
And even though many signs are in the rights of way throughout the city, Bledsoe says it is never legal to place a temporary sign there. The Tulsa Police Department has created a cold case and missing persons database. It's now available on the police department's website. The database includes unsolved homicides and missing person cases dating back to the early 1970s. The city of Tulsa takes its show on the road. The City Hall in Your Neighborhood tour begins on Monday. Mayor Bartlett says it's a great way to meet one-on-one with the city's residents.
We take City Hall and go out to the various city council districts, and along with that city councilor, then tell everybody what we're up to, what's new in our budget, for example.
He says it's also a great way for them to get community feedback. The first meeting is downtown at the First Presbyterian Church Monday night at 6. The Rose District Farmers Market in downtown Broken Arrow will partner with the Laura Dester Shelter to raise awareness about abused children in Oklahoma. This Saturday, the shelter will host a kids' corner at the market. Coordinator Judy Prito says youngsters will get hands-on experience about gardening.
The program is called Plant a Seed, Change a Life. So as parents bring their children to the kids' corner between 9 and 11, they will be able to plant a seed, and the kids will go home with watermelon, corn, or sunflower seeds. And the parents will go home with awareness.
The farmers market is this Saturday morning in downtown Broken Arrow. Our weather forecast, the air quality good today, partly sunny with a rogue afternoon thunderstorm possible. A high today of 88, normal is 90. Partly clear, slim chance of rain tonight, 71 for an overnight low. Now in Tulsa, it is partly sunny and 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.